Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Wow, I'm looking at this graphic. San Francisco 49ers. 2,036 games missed due to injury since 2017. There's only 17 games a year. Since 2017, that's 8 years, or is that nine? It would be 9 years, counting this year, although this year isn't over yet. 2,036 games missed. Yeah, the 49ers are the Astros of NFL. Just so many injuries. So many injuries. That's it is a shell. But listen, that was a nice win. I wish they would stop just, you know what? As soon as they win, well, we're great. We knew we were great. Everybody, nobody knows what they're talking about out there. We're a great football team. It's all we do is win games. Stop.
We know what we're talking about. Wait.
You don't know.
You've lost more games than you've won this year, so. How much do you actually know?
Hey, listen, if they're not concerned, why are you concerned about the record?
I don't know.
If you're not if they're not concerned about their record, why are you concerned about it?
I understand you have to be in that type of mindset as a football team. Like, it's week to week, we won, so we're going to build. But some self-awareness of how you played through seven games. We all can see that if a team can push you on your pressure points, you kind of collapse. They were able to run the football, which was great. Credit to Nick Chubb and Willie Marks. Nick Chubb himself just turning 4 yard gains into 6-7 yards, falling forward. That was great. But when you can't run the football, which has been a thing for most of the games, we see what happens.
What about Woody stopping, getting small, and finding about 4 yards? I thought that was probably his best run. Anybody else gets stopped behind the line of scrimmage? He hesitated, kind of lowered his shoulder.
Just kind of squeezed out of the
hole
there.
Squeezed through
and
there.
Went through for about 7 yards. That play, I was the same. We must have seen the game kind of the same way, because I thought, man, that was like he hit a burst button.
Yeah.
That shot him through the line that there's no way Chubb could have got there.
Yeah, now Chubb ran hard.
Chubb ran well. Chubb's doing everything he can. He's getting every yard that he can get. It's just that he doesn't have the same juice that Woody Marks has.
No, he just doesn't. No.
But they both did a nice job.
What about Woody? I love this. This is not the first time Woody did it either. It's all clogged up. Boom. Bounce it outside, left. And pick up a big game, as opposed to a lot of guys will just run up, you know, and just get stopped there. Woody's man looking for something. And his acceleration off of a stop is tremendous.
You know, it's nice to see some explosive plays on offense.
Yep.
Woody was responsible for at least two of them. You had Xavier Hutchinson got one. Noel had one. Yeah. So it was nice to see some explosive plays for sure.
Yep. You want to play? I mean, it's a couple minutes long, but it's pretty good. Why don't we play? It's a win. They were happy. Why don't we play the post game celebration? For those of you that don't get this, or you don't go to the Texans website or whatever. I mean, listen, they felt bad about themselves last week. They did, and rightfully so. They did not play good football. After coming off a bye, they went to Seattle. They threw up a stinker.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of doubts. You can't tell me that they weren't doubting. And you can't say, oh, no, everything's just fine here. No, we know. There had to be, come on, guys, we need to change things up. And they did. And you got to feel good for them because, well, it was a banged-up football team that they played. But they played great football. CJ looked great. They looked great. Here is the postgame with D'Amico.
Come on out, man. Y'all just celebrating. Come on. Hey, man, I couldn't be more proud of you guys, man. Like, for our game plan and what we wanted to do and how we knew we had to win this game, it was we talked about controlling the game, right? We got 30 runs. Outstanding job, offense. Now you. That's a good football team. You guys control the ball. Yeah, guys had the ball for 41 minutes. Right? That's how you control the game and just keep pressing. All right, keep pressing. Outstanding job all the way across the board. Got one ball here. Offense, CJ. Yeah. Outstanding job, bro. Outstanding job. All right, over 300 yards passing, two touchdowns. Like, great decisions all freaking day, man. Keep it going. Keep it going, man. Hey, and guys, the way you guys play on defense, Kamari taking the football away. Yeah, a lot of different guys. We can highlight a lot tomorrow. Hutt, where's Hutt? Yeah. Yeah. Outstanding job by Hutt. All right, most catches he had in a career, and he also got in the end zone again. Yeah. Oh, man. But, hey, I couldn't be more proud of you guys. Love the way you guys work. And remember our formula. Don't forget our formula, man. It's just remaining disciplined, one snap at a time. Everybody remaining locked in. It doesn't matter who we play. This is how we got to show up each and every game. All right? Stay together. Keep it tight. We're a family. We keep it tight. We protect each other. We fight for each other. All right? Always remember that. All right?
I got this game ball. I'm going to get 5 more for the O-line, man. Y'all be system. There ain't no me without y'all, baby. I'm proud of y'all boys, man. Keep fighting. Keep crawling. Man. Who cares what people say, bro? It never matters. We on the field, bro. It don't matter what nobody say, man. Keep the confidence. Keep the faith. It's easy to have faith when it's easy. It's easy to have faith when it's easy. Now, y'all boys have faith when it was hard, man. And we went out there. We beat a good team, man. So let's keep on doing this. Keep stacking. Let's keep rolling. Love y'all boys.
Good stuff.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. That was CJ's best game in terms of decision-making. What I was really happy with is when he voided the pocket, it was forward. It was not up and over the tackles, which always ends in despair. He was determined when he got up the field to go make a play, and he did it with his feet. He was smart with where he wanted to go with the football. It was easily his best game of the year.
He does need one more football, though, because Blake Fisher's not his tight end. He just needs to know that. He's a lineman, and we use 6 linemen now.
That's fine.
We're changing the game.
Innovators, you know. You've been calling for a 6-man rotation for years.
Yep.
Now we got 6-man offensive line.
That's right. That's what we did. Pretty soon, maybe 7. How can we get Juice and Lakin on the field at the same time, along with Blake? How about 7 offensive
line? Well, you can't play
line?
Juice and Lakin at the same time because they got to rotate in and out every.
No.
Moose Johnson mentioned, he goes, I don't know how long they can keep doing that. Basically, it just doesn't make sense. If continuity is key for an offensive line, it just doesn't make sense to go in and out, in and out. Yeah, at some point, one of them is better than the other, and that's who you got to roll with.
Yeah. Well, it's working. I don't know if you saw, but it worked, okay?
It sounded like D'Amico was trying to make, he's trying to make sure his guys stay up. Like, you got to make sure your guys stay up. And it sounded like when he came in there, he's like, what the hell, guys? Let's go.
They weren't all gathered together.
Let's get hyped. Okay. Okay. Yeah, I didn't see it. I'm just listening to it.
No. They were.
Okay.
He was like, hey, that's come what it on was? Over here.
Yeah. Okay, I got you.
Yeah. So, that was what that was about. So good stuff. No, that's really good stuff for our team. And we got to win.
We want to hear from, you teased it earlier. I want to hear what CJ Stroud has to say. He had two things to say. One was about his play, and actually one was about the Houston fan base.
Yep, we'll do that. We'll do that on the other side. Right now, though, we got to talk John Daspit.
Yeah, John Daspit. So there was an accident where somebody who speaks for John, Young Jazz, from the box, she actually got an accident. and she immediately, like, oh, my gosh, you know, got a hold of me. And I said, here's contact John here. And she had to get the process wrong because she had gotten injured, got hit from behind. And so I'm like, good thing you know somebody. And that's what John Daspit is. He's somebody you know. Even if you don't know him, I've been telling you about him for a long time. Just tell him you're a listener of the show. Doesn't matter. Tell his lawyers you're a listener. If you're going to call him, you know, let me know in advance if you want to. Just go to the direct messages, and I'll reach out to John and tell him to look out for your name, because he's got a slew of lawyers, and what they do is they work on a – the reason he hires more lawyers is because he wants them to have lower caseloads so that they can spend more time on your cases, because – that's key to him, is that he has somebody who is looking out for all of your medical bills. There's no stone left unturned. He wants to make sure that nothing ends up coming out of your own pocket when you've been injured due to someone else's negligence on the roadway, at the workplace, at a facility, on the, you know, offshore. It really doesn't matter where. When you've accrue in, you know, hospital bills and medical bills and x-rays and CT scans, and you miss time from work, short-term, long-term, or God forbid you have loss of life, you need someone who's going to fight for you and get you a settlement that is going to be necessary for you to carry on. And that's what John Daspit's going to do for you. 713-CALL-NOW. It's 713-CALL-NOW, or just go to DaspitLaw.com.
ESPN 97.5. John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You guys got something that you want to say about the weekend? Let's talk a little college football. Big ups to the Cougs going in there. Ranked 22nd in the nation now. How about that? That is awesome. They're this is the latest that they've been ranked. I mean, it was in 22, but that was earlier in the season. They were ranked. It was early. So, you know, at 7-1 now, going in Arizona State, taking care of business, pretty good stuff there. That's pretty good stuff.
There's articles. I read an article yesterday. Well, it was a brief mention that Houston has entered the discussion about college football playoffs.
Is what they should.
Yeah. How about what BYU did in the fourth quarter, just beating the snot out of Iowa State? Holy crap. They put it on. Texas Tech is a problem. Texas Tech has lost to Arizona State, so Houston's got a loss to Texas Tech. It's, yeah, the Big 12's actually turned out like I thought it would. It's pretty... there's a lot of parity there with some pretty good teams.
Yeah. And
Willie Fritz has his boys right there. Shout out Willie Fritz, man. Golly. I mean, Wegman had a good, really good day the other day. But
he did.
Willie Fritz did it at Tulane. He's done it at three different colleges now that where I've followed him, you know, kind of paid attention to his career. And he's just, you know, he came in here. Houston was, frankly, just kind of walking in mud when Dana was here. And Willie Fritz has come in and just kind of, it's just kind of turned around this year. It's a team that's playing good defense. Like, there's a consistency about U of H right now that is really great to see.
Yeah. And, you know, the rest of the way, so they've got coming up. Oh, this is Utah's. Coming up, they've got West Virginia, which, you know, that is a winnable game. Then after West Virginia, they've got Baylor at Baylor, which is a winnable game.
It's a challenge.
Kansas State took it to Kansas.
Wow. That was impressive. That's a challenging game.
Dang it. No, it brought up the Ute schedule again. This is...
Oh.
No. They've got Utah coming in here.
Ooh-wee.
I don't know why Utah. I'm going to the University
Utah may
of Houston.
Have almost made... Utah made Colorado fans quit on Deion. If you do a search of Coach Prime, Whew. Do you know that Utah had a lead of over 400 total yards at halftime over Deion Sanders?
They don't have Utah. Colorado? They don't have Utah.
Okay, no. Well, scrap okay. that mention.
They got West Virginia.
Are you this sure week. This time?
Yes. That, no, okay. It kept putting Utah's schedule up on me.
Okay.
I got West Virginia.
Yep.
At UCF.
Okay.
TCU here.
Uh-huh.
At Baylor.
Yeah. Not easy. It's going to be close point spreads on most of those. Wait, were they at West Virginia or West Virginia's here?
West Virginia's here. This okay. Coming this week.
They'll be over a touchdown favorite.
Then Friday at UCF. Then they get a bye week, and then they play TCU here. And then the 29th, they play Baylor. It'll be interesting to see with the – so it's the top two teams that play for the title, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that'll be interesting to see.
They're in the mix.
How this – they're in the mix, but it's going to be difficult with the rankings because Cincinnati – you got BYU's ranked above them. Texas Tech is ranked above them. Cincinnati's ranked above them.
That's what I'm saying. Dude, it's pretty loaded. With some pretty good teams.
And Utah's right behind them.
Like, whoever comes out of the Big 12 is probably not going to be a lot of fun to play in the playoffs.
No. No, they're going to be tough. There's
I
no
wouldn't
question.
Sleep on Cincinnati.
Cincinnati's
either.
Playing really good
really
football.
Really well, and BYU's got a quarterback that can, yeah. you know, run and pass. Like, he's a pain in the butt.
Yep. So, it's going to be tough for them to get there into the playoff talk because if they would play one of these teams, it would be a different story, but they don't. It's going to be hard to pass them up, especially getting up to 10, 13, 17. They're 22nd right now. And then Utah's right behind them. But Utah's got two conference losses. I don't know that they put Utah ahead of them ever.
Utah might be the best team in that conference, too.
Yeah, right.
They're healthy. I mean, that's why this is it's going to be an interesting finish down the stretch. But Houston may control their – if Houston just win out, can kind of control their own destiny relative to – not necessarily, but I think that I got to see if Cincinnati plays BYU. If some of those teams are going to eliminate themselves, I think that does line up that way. Yesterday,
BYU plays. BYU's. Well, what? How about this? They're at Tech this week. Then they got TCU. Then they're at Cincinnati.
Yeah. So some.
We'll find out if BYU's for real.
Well, yeah, and we'll find out. It's about Cincinnati. Like, there's going to be some. There's going to be some eliminations happening in their bracket,
yep.
basically with their yep. schedule. So that's why if Houston just wins out, I think they're in. I think they'll be in because their schedule. They don't have Cincinnati. They don't have BYU. They don't have. They've already played Tech, so just win out, Cougs. That's all you got to do. No big deal. Houston Texans pretty much need a win out too. They don't have to, but they're not catching. They're not catching. And look, the Colts. Slap the Titans, and the Titans are once again the worst team in pro football. They look terrible again, and Cam Ward looks overmatched. But it's year one. That rebuild is going to take some time, and I'm not sure ownership has the stomach for it. But with that said, I mean, the Colts are 7-1 now. They're getting close to just locking the division down. I don't know what Houston's going to be able to do to come back. Right now, Houston just needs to focus on getting to a minimum of 9-8, and their goal should be 10-7 to try to make a playoff. It was a big win for, you know, you have a double-digit favorite tonight with Kansas City. You had a big win for the Chargers the other day, and so now you got the Chargers, the Broncos, another win, and the Broncos come to play the Texans. You really have to win this game Sunday. You really do, because you're looking at three teams in the West. One, who's going to win the division. Two, who have a great shot at making the playoffs. And I don't see New England losing. I mean, all New England's doing is winning. And they got two lousy teams in their division. So, there's three teams right there. So, who are you going to bypass? You're going to bypass. Don't you have the Chargers still?
You do play the Chargers right after Christmas.
So, those are two massive games. The Broncos and the Chargers are massive games for you. If you lose those, I don't know where you – like, you now lose tiebreakers too. So you're already going to need help.
You got the Patriots and the Bills out of the East. They're both going to make it. And you got the Bills you got to play too, by the way. Those are three massive games. You got the Bills still ahead of you. You've got Denver still ahead of you. You've got the Chargers still ahead of you. You control your own destiny. You win all those games, And now you got a place at the table.
Oh, you win all those games. You're one of the best teams in the AFC.
Yeah.
I mean, those are top teams. If you beat all those teams and you're now playing, you know,
Jacksonville too. So you can even that up.
Bill O'Brien once showed you. Not funny.
Dad, are you going to give me the money?
There's nothing funny about it, Del.
There's nothing funny.
Do you remember when Bill O'Brien won like 10 straight?
Wait, you got the Chiefs too. You got the Chiefs, the Bills, the Colts, the Jaguars. You got Denver, Patriots. The Chargers. You win all six of those games.
It's not.
Dad, are you gonna give me the money or not?
You win all six of those games, and you are there.
Funny, Del. It's possible.
And plus the Jags.
Did you hear big deal in there somewhere?
He threw a big deal.
He also put a big deal in there.
Yeah.
It's not crazy.
Get a hold of yourself.
I've seen Bill O'Brien's team win 9 or 10 in a row.
And you never believed in them, by the way.
Remember that baby gate when they won all those games after David Williams saw his wife shoot it out? All that stuff, mm-hmm. man. I've seen this. This is what the city does.
Can we just get the two in a row?
Did you see? Hey, you see, you're noise, okay? You're the noise.
You're the one D'Amico was talking about.
Yeah, that's right. You're the noise.
You're the noise.
You're giving them rat poison. If they win all these games,
that's not rat poison.
1-0 every week is what we have to think about. 1-0
every
week.
Now that's how a coach would talk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're good at coach talk, but in the meantime, you're the noise.
No. I'm not the noise.
Why are you playing laughing?
You're the noise.
I got 7-0 in those games. 7-0.
John's the noise.
Yeah. Right. I got 3-4.
Don't let him get to you, D'Amico. Don't listen to the rat poison.
I got 3-4.
1-0 every week.
3-4? Good Lord.
In those games, you're going to be an underdog probably six times.
We beat the Bills here. It's what we do.
Yeah, we do.
So stop already with that.
We're kind of the Bills' dad.
The Chargers?
We're the Patriots' dad, too.
After Christmas, it's going to be all red, white, and blue.
That's a good point. What's the last time? What did we do last time that the House of Horrors? Are they in here?
No, it's at here.
Yeah,
in L.A.
Oh, it's here as in L.A. Yeah. Well, it's kind of like a home game.
I'm going.
Well, if we go by how things have changed this year, yeah, you beat the Bills, but you also never beat the Ravens. So are things going to flip in that scenario too?
See?
Yeah.
I'm asking you. Are they going to flip the other way now?
No, we just dominate now.
Oh, okay. Got it.
We just dominate.
Got it.
Did you see yesterday or not?
I watched.
Okay.
I'm aware of what happened.
Do you think Joe Mixon needs to come back for the Texans to have a shot?
To do what?
Because I don't know. Even if he comes back, like what is he coming back as? If his injury's this bad that it's kept him out since the spring, since March or April, and we're coming up on November, like what a debilitating injury. What was the injury? Like, can you expect him to come back at a high level if it was that bad?
No, he's not. Dude, he's got to get in on top of everything else, he's got to get in shape. I mean, honestly, really?
Yeah, no, it's unlikely because I'm trying to – like, the defense is obviously good enough to win at a high level. Your rush is. It's a little – I feel like it's a little overrated. Like, you saw in the second half, the Niners started gashing the Texans with the run game. Like, what the hell's going on here, boys? What are we doing? I will say, To'o To'o had – a really good game. Yeah. He was out there smacking people.
What about how he hit Christian McCaffrey?
Oh, my gosh. He put some shot. What about the shot?
Wait a minute, Lance. Oh, they started running the ball. You mean Christian McCaffrey started running the ball against us?
Well, but he had you would have gotten 7.
When we expected them to pass? When they were down?
But linebackers were sitting back. Like, they actually were only down 9 when they were running. I don't think we were expecting to pass. They were only down 9. Running a ball.
Listen, if you've got Mac Jones, all you do, you just put the ball in his hands.
Hey,
that's all.
Because they did the job they did on McCaffrey, that's one of the reasons the game got to where it got to, where you had – I just never felt that game was in danger. Even when they scored at the end of the half, nothing – they had no first downs before that stupid kick return and 15-yard penalty. They had no first downs in the whole half.
Nope.
None in the whole half.
It was never in danger.
So I just felt like, I'm not worried about this one.
You know what I'm worried about? Craig DeCerf.
I'm not worried about Craig DeCerf. I know that Craig DeCerf is going to do what he does, which is give great prices, give great trade-in value, and offer opportunities for you to purchase a vehicle that you've never seen before. And Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC makes it very easy for you. Right now, you've got Here, you might want to turn John's mic off. Turn John's mic. Dell, turn John's mic off. Yeah, let's turn it off. There we go. Truck month, 2026 Chevy Silverado 1500, 2.9% APR financing for 72 months. That's a great finance rate for 72 months. They also have $1,250 Costco executive member incentive or $1,000 non-executive member incentive. So they're just trying to give you money. They got the Chevy Silverado 1500 LT Crew Cab with Turbo Max engine. They still got it for $6,350 total value of discounts plus another $3,000 bonus cash for Texas residents. I mean, they want to get you a truck. They want badly to give you a truck, and they want to give you trade-in value that makes it happen. And if you haven't heard, boy, they are offering huge, huge prices right now for trade-in vehicles. So make sure that if you've got a trade-in vehicle and you've got lower mileage, expect to get top dollars from Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC in Angleton. Purchase, lease, doesn't matter. Same great customer service, same great value, same great selection. It's Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC.
Listen to ESPN 97.5 in HD, 97.9 HD2.
So I don't have an electric company in Houston anymore because we don't have the house. But I do. I did have Champion Energy for 18 years, and it was the best. It was the best, and it's not changing. It's not changing. Champion Energy is, I'm telling you, if you're an electric bill and you shake your head every time it comes in, you're like, wow, this is incredible. Switch. Okay, Champion Energy, I'm telling you, I had a buddy who switched over and he was like, man, you were right. The month to month, so, you know, the weather doesn't change from month to month. He was like, the difference was incredible. It was incredible how much less I paid with Champion Energy. Look, you need an electric company that is going to make sure that you get the bill and you don't get overcharged and don't get killed every month. Champion.energy/1560. Champion.energy/1560.
John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. We got a lot of stuff to talk about here. First, though, let's do this Justin Fields thing. Justin Fields this week got blindsided by the media when asked about the comments that the owner Woody Johnson had about him. He was like, I didn't hear. What? What did he say? I don't know. And he was like, and you know. And so I would imagine a lot of people rallied around him. Aaron Glenn was pissed off. You know, I'm not making any changes. I don't know. Did Woody Johnson say I have to change football, that I have to change quarterbacks? No, he didn't say that. I pick who the quarterback is. On and on and on. Justin Fields, I'm picking it up in the middle of his quote here. He said he almost cried on the field after they won 39-38. It was odd that they had Breece Hall throw the touchdown pass to win it. But I thought if it didn't work, can you imagine the vitriol for Aaron Glenn calling a halfback pass for the game-winning score if it's intercepted? He put himself out there on the line. Although I'm not sure Breece Hall isn't a better thrower. Actually, I'm not going to do that because listen to Justin Fields talk about this week, what happened with him and how emotional this week was for him.
I found myself in my closet crying, on the ground, laying down, not because of the hardships, not because of the troubles. I felt like, you know, I was built to handle that and I was put in place to handle this situation. But in that moment when I was talking to my best friend, you know, how hard it was and just, you know, not wavering faith-wise, I just had gotten a text from my sister and my stepmom, and it was just an encouraging text on, you know, just keep going and keep spreading the faith, and they just sent me a link on social media, and I tell you guys all the time that I'm not on social media, so I didn't see it. So that was just a it was just a sign from God for me to keep going, and that, you know, I'm in the right place. Yesterday I was just praying over and over and over again, like, yo, like, just one win, and you know, but all that to say is that, you know, God is real, God is good, and everything that we go through in this life is for a purpose. So
you cannot be an Ohio State quarterback if you don't love Jesus.
I don't know about Joe Burrow, though.
Joe Burrow loves
that
Jesus.
That man looks hedonistic. I
mean, well, that's why he left.
With them blonde tips.
That's why Joe left and went to LSU.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. Or, because they all seem to take a lot of sacks, he's taken 19 in the last four games. Maybe being a first-round bust quarterback makes you find Jesus.
No. Yeah,
CJ found Jesus beforehand.
Yeah. No, I'm talking about Justin.
So does Justin.
He did?
Yep.
I haven't heard of Justin.
Jesus because he was because Woody Johnson crushed him?
No, I think he feels like failing in multiple spots.
After year three in Chicago, he's like, man, I might need to turn to Jesus.
You think after failing in multiple spots, he said, Jesus, take the wheel?
Might have. That's what I think.
Hey, Baker found Jesus. Look at him now.
See?
CJ, after the win on the field, the whole quote was about his faith.
D'Amico started his presser yesterday with that too.
Yeah. So maybe, Jesus, Lance, taking you some don't L- have to be.
Well, wait. Maybe Jesus is taking some L's then. Jesus might say, hey, D'Amico, CJ, shout out, but, you know, you ain't playing that great this year.
You think Jesus is conditional when he wants to be mentioned?
I need Jordan Love to give me a shout-out.
Hell, Tua threw for four touchdowns. He can talk about me today.
Jordan Love did, too.
I need that Caldwell kid from Texas to give me a shout-out.
We didn't even talk about that. What? Matthew, one play, Caldwell. Every time he comes
in, you catch big plays.
He throws a seed every time he has
big
to come in
Caldwell.
For one
he does. I mean,
it's crazy because Arch was terrible for three quarters. Then he got hit on a personal foul that would have basically ended the game, and on a fourth down. And then Arch ends up, you look at the stats and it's like, man, Arch had a monster game. He didn't, though. But then the stats look, he's done this twice now. He did it against Florida where the stats look better than the game because he had to get a bunch of stats in the fourth quarter to get them back in the game. And he did it against, he had a really good third quarter against Oklahoma, and he had a really good fourth quarter against Mississippi State in that game. But Arch really didn't play well. And then you look at the stats at the end of the game, you should have seen Quinn Ewers, agent. He's just kept sending me, you miss me now, memes and stuff like that.
Quinn Ewers, agent, better watch himself. He just got demoted back to third string. Focus on...
I know.
The current job.
So Arch got hit hard, and I knew when he walked off the field, at first they were acting like it was his ankle and leg, and then when I saw him needing help, and he was kind of swaying left around, I'm like, oh, that's concussion. Mm-mm. And then they showed the replay.
It was. I knew right away.
Terminated.
He hit his head off the ground.
So Vandy's going to get to see Matthew Caldwell. Who's better off?
And I tell you what, Longhorn fans are, I know the ones in my house, are extremely interested to watch Caldwell for a whole game.
So
do you know that I heard for the second time, from a second source, that the Sark stuff, that there's real fire about Sark looking at NFL jobs, that it's real and it's coming from inside the building.
He did not like Diana Rossini's report.
I'm sure he did not.
He was very.
I'm sure he was. But this is now this wasn't Diana Rossini telling me this. This is somebody that I really trust that's connected in football who said. No, this is, and it's not coming from his agent, because I thought, that's just Sexton doing it. I don't know if he's with Jimmy Sexton, probably. I said, that's just Sexton putting that out there. I'm like, uh-oh. Like, it's coming from inside that building, and it's not Sark, and it's not his people. And I'm like, I got even more stuff on it. I was like, no way. Because the point was, the argument or the discussion we were having is that this guy told me he thinks six jobs could come open, that Lincoln Riley could end up leaving. USC, Sark. I still think it's a long shot that Sark would leave Texas. Texas wouldn't fire Sark. They just gave him that buyout would be insane. And there's no reason to buy him out. But if Sark were to decide to leave, and Lincoln Riley left, and you have Florida open, and you have LSU open, and you have Penn State open. If Texas were to open, and this isn't a doomsday scenario, if Texas opened and USC opened, and there was one more too, there was one more he mentioned. It's like an
Florida State.
Florida State's going to open. Good chance Florida State could open. Can you? We will have never in the history of college football had this level of programs if that were all to happen.
Yeah.
And even if it doesn't happen, Florida, Penn State, and LSU is going to test what happens in coaching.
I ask you two guys.
Those jobs. They all tell me Florida's number one.
LSU's number one.
Paul Feinbaum this morning just said LSU, and it's not even close.
I tell you, yeah, but I heard yesterday that it's Florida, and it's not that it's not close, but that Florida is. And I'm like, what's the deal? Why do people talk like that about Florida? They say the recruiting base is insane, and they have a ton of money. I didn't know Florida had a ton of money.
Well, the point LSU's favor is Les Miles and Ed O can win titles there.
Yeah.
Who can't win a title?
Nick. I mean, three.
Well, Nick is Nick, but when Les Miles and Ed O
you're saying when those goofs can win it? Is that what you basically just said?
That is what people say. I'm not saying it. That's what people say.
Hey, I know this much. When the oil spill comes, you know, people get oil on their shirts.
Is that the quote he had wiped off the internet?
Yeah, he got it wiped off the internet.
Cannot find that anywhere. I think it's LSU, Florida, and then Penn State.
But let me ask you this. You mentioned all the openings.
They're all really intriguing.
Is it a product of the 12-team playoff era? Like, if you can't even get into this, then we got a real problem. We got to look elsewhere.
I think that's one of the discussions we got to have, because now you got 12. Like, we're not asking you to get in four, but you better get in 12. And Brian Kelly will have finished. Well, he got 3 full years, and this is 3.5 years, right?
I believe so.
And so he never will have made even the college football playoffs. And the whole point was he didn't make college football playoffs, and yet
And where he left makes it.
Well, he left allegedly because he thought he couldn't win a title at Notre Dame.
And they're in the title game last year.
Yeah. Well, here's Sark. I mentioned he didn't like the report. Here's Sark yesterday, Saturday after their win at Miss State, talking about the reporting concerning him maybe going to the NFL.
I'd love to touch on this, so bear with me for a second, because it really pisses me off that one person can make a report that in turn the entire media sports world runs with as factual, to the point of my agency and my agents have to put a statement out that they never have done. Historically, CAA, Jimmy Sexton, and Ed Manowitz have never do that. But I had to do that to protect my locker room and my team. And I thought it was absolutely ridiculous. I thought it was completely unprofessional of that person to put that report out. And the fact that everybody ran with it is borderline embarrassing for the media. And I respect what you guys do. I really do. And everybody else. But the fact that everybody ran that as truth is really embarrassing. Okay, so I've got a small circle when I make decisions on what I do and what I don't do, and nobody would speak on my behalf without me knowing. And so where that report came from, I'd love to talk to that person because it's absolutely ridiculous.
Like I said.
Excuse me.
Oh, yes, Del.
Did at any point, did he say, I don't have interest in the NFL?
No, he did not.
He said the report's ridiculous. Well, that gives you your
That's
answer.
Fine, but did he say I have
He said
no
you're an embarrassment. So now D'Amico and Sark have come after you.
But he didn't say at any point I have no interest in the NFL.
He did not say
shouldn't
that.
Didn't have to.
He doesn't want to.
I don't know that he didn't have to.
Look,
he didn't say
if things are going well at Texas, you don't want to leave Texas. Texas has literally everything you could want. But I'm telling you, what I was told was it's not his agents or him putting it out at all, which aligns with I hadn't heard his audio, but here's the thing. I don't think pro teams would hire Sark. Like this idea that Sark is going to be a red hot commodity in the NFL, I don't know if that's accurate.
No.
I don't know if that's accurate. You want to go be a coordinator for the where's he going to go be a coordinator
for the
somewhere?
Falcons, right? Didn't he do that already?
Yeah, I think he was.
You saw what he did.
Remember
Mac
Boston
Jones?
College? Boston College's head coach, right? Took off and became a coordinator.
Bill O'Brien. What's his name? Oh, Jeff Hadley.
Yeah,
he's with the Packers.
Yeah.
Yep. All right, we got a break. 713-780-3776. We talked a lot of college football in this segment. University of Houston Cougars are taking on the West Virginia Mountaineers this Saturday, 11 a.m. Cougars nationally ranked number 22, a 7-1 record. The game theme is heroes that's the Heroes Game honoring military and first responders, but it's also going to honor UH's Director of Strength and Conditioning, Coach Kurt Hester, who lost his battle with cancer this past Saturday. It was something that the Cougs played for. It was a tough way to play that game with Coach dying. His favorite color was black, so in honor of him, Saturday's game is going to be a blackout game. Wear black, get to the stadium, root this team on, because this is an important game for the Cougs. The Cougs are still very much in the hunt, very much in the hunt to be a playoff team. Okay, they're also going to be honoring the 2015 Peach Bowl champs. And to celebrate, tickets start at just $20.15. The 2015 Peach Bowl champions honored, so tickets starting at just $20.15. Go to uhcougars.com/tickets or call 713-GO-COUGS. Go Cougs to get your tickets today.
ESPN 97.5.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
You want Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's gets it. We checked the calendar, and Christmas is coming early. $99 is all you need to grab your favorite select 7-foot pre-lit artificial Christmas tree for the holiday season. And don't sweat what gifts to get Dad, because we've got up to 40% off select tools and accessories. That's how Lowe's celebrates Black Friday early. Selection varies by location while supplies last.